USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking from the White House balcony on Saturday, making his first public appearance since being diagnosed with COVID-19. The president delivering remarks at what the White House called a peaceful protest for law and order.
Black and Latino Americans are rejecting the radical socialist left, and they're embracing our pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-police. We want law and order. We have to have law and order and pro-American agenda.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages are widespread in his state following Hurricane Delta. At its peak, there were more than 688,000 utility customers without service. The remnants of Delta continuing to bring rain, wind, and thunderstorms from Tallahassee, Florida, all the way up to New York City. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent part of his Saturday in Pennsylvania. Biden again asked if he would pack the court. Biden's response, the Republicans are already packing it.
Court packing is going on right now. It's going on with Republicans packing the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing. We should be focused on what's happening right now. And the fact is that the only packing going on is this court is being packed now by the Republicans after the vote has already begun. I'm going to stay focused on it so we don't take our eyes off the ball here.
The Boston Police Department wants to have a full force for the election. The police department telling officers time off would have to be canceled between October 31st and November 7th. The department explaining it's to make sure they can provide proficient public safety. The move, of course, not sitting well with the police union. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A temporary stay from a federal appeals court will allow Texas to continue limiting each county to a single drop-off ballot box this November. On Friday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit struck down a directive from Republican Governor Greg Abbott that would limit drop-off boxes, citing alleged security reasons, which Democrats called voter suppression. On Saturday, the Court of Appeals granted a temporary stay while the case was being appealed, meaning the governor's directive will stay in effect for now. There were many important issues discussed in the vice presidential debate, but most of the talk from American voters centered around the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the story.
There's been so much buzz about that fly, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has decided to create a new one that reflects that moment that so many people have been talking about. Phil Sklar is with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Just released the Mike Pence fly bobblehead, and it's all everybody seems to be talking about. And so we thought, you know, hey, let's throw it out there and see if people want a special bobblehead to commemorate that unique moment during the vice presidential debate with the fly on his head and a removable mini fly swatter on the desk.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.